This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome back to another session here at Sons of Liberty Radio.
No, I'm not Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean is he's out working. I mean, really working. I wish I had that man's energy. No, I'm Joe Lucini, your guest host today, filling in for Bradley Dean. Big shoes to fill, and I'm not talking about size either. You know, if you listen to Bradley on a regular basis here on GCN, then you're getting well informed. You're getting good information, and I always appreciate it. And I'm honored that he asked me to sit in his seat for him when he is out and about, and really doing the work that needs to be done, doing the patriotic work that needs to be done, doing the godly work that needs to be done. And I don't mean that generically. You know what I mean. Anyway, if you got something to say, you want to tell me where I'm off or what have you, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And again, if you're just tuning in and you went, oh, God, I wanted to hear Bradley, all right, head over to his website. That's the sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. They both work. And you can find out more about Bradley, more about the show, pick up some of his podcasts and that kind of thing. If you want to learn, if you like what you hear from me, my name is Joe Messina. I do a radio show here on GCN as well every day, and it's called The Real Side with Joe Messina. You can check me out, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. Okay, today, you know, tomorrow is primary day in California, and this is an important year, an extremely important year. And I can tell, to a degree, that my Christian brothers and sisters may or may not have done their homework. I'm not there over your shoulder. I don't know. And I'm also tired of hearing how much, that God is in control. God is sovereign. God will pick or choose or what have you when it comes to who runs this country, who doesn't. Well, first, let me say this to you. Is this country not a gift from God? Our republic, Bradley, slap me upside the head if I say that. Our republic was given to us by a bunch of men, God-respecting guy. I hate saying God-fearing because then everybody gets crazy. But in a good way, yes, God-fearing, God-loving, God-respecting men. And they put this country together. And they believed that providence was given, right, to this country, to the men who formed this country, and that we were to take care of it. We were never to forget who allowed us to be here, to be part of this country, or to be living in such a great country. Yeah, it's still a great country, people. Whether you like it or not, it's still a great country. You may not like the direction it's going in, but we can change that. If we get off our butts, we can change that. And, you know, again, I wrote a piece that will make some of you nuts. You can find it up on therealside.com. Get off your knees. Get off your butts. God has already given you the resources. Are you doing your homework? When it comes to electing somebody, are you doing your homework? Right? Because, you know, just because somebody uses the name of Jesus, didn't Jesus himself said, you'll be doing stuff in my name, but I don't know who you are. You hear people walking around talking about going to church. They're talking about Jesus and all this other stuff. There isn't a Jesus step in their life. There isn't a hint of Jesus in their life. But he uses the words and they make you feel good. But that's not how you are to do it. Yeah, I'm going to spend most of this time in this hour talking to you about voting. What your responsibility. When God gives you something, are you supposed to abuse it? Right? I mean, you get a gift from God. I would hope. I don't know you personally. I don't know any of you personally. I would hope that you take care of that gift, that you do the right thing with it. That when God gives you something, you take the time to take care of it, to cherish it, to make sure that you're doing what it needs. You know, I always hear, God bless me with a car. But you never hear anything else after that. Well, let's be honest. If he blessed you with a car with a $600 a month payment, you barely can make your rent payment. He didn't bless you with a car. You cursed yourself with one or with a car payment. But I've had instances. I know people have had cars given to them who needed them desperately. I knew a fellow that was in Los Angeles was taking a bus 3 hours a day to get to work. He was away from his family. Really, by the time he got done with the walking and everything else, he was away from his family 4 hours a day, just in transportation time, not including the other eight. And God put it on the heart of some people that I know to get him a car without him knowing who it came from in an earthly fashion, but wanting him to know that it did come from God. And when that guy got the car, he was so excited. And I've seen him since, and he's been taking care of the car. Because God gave him a gift. God has given you a gift. A gift that no other country really, really has been able to make happen. Or be followed in our footsteps for all intents and purposes. So what do you do with that gift? You stomp on it? What are you doing with that, people? Are you sitting, because just dropping to your knees and asking God for guidance. You know, I tell my friends all the time, you can starve to death begging God for some food and your refrigerator's full. Stop begging, stop praying, get up off your butt, and go do it. Go get your sandwich. And then thank God for those resources. Same thing here. You've got a country that up until recently, freedom of speech, freedom to pray, freedom to worship, these were all easily accessible. And what were you doing? No. What were you doing? Were you thanking God for those things? Are you now sitting there going, how did this happen? It happened because you let it happen. Now look it. You know the scripture says, for those who have ears to hear? So if you're already doing this, then obviously it's not aimed at you. But if you're not doing these things, then yes, this is aimed at you. If you're not involved and engaged in the things going on in your little community, and I don't care whether you live in Los Angeles City or a little town of, you know, 5,000 somewhere, if you're not on top of these things, you're not on top of making sure that the gospel is allowable, that your kids are allowed to play, I mean, every year around the flagpole. Why it's once a year, I don't know, but we'll deal with that another time. Your kids are allowed to play around the flagpole. What are you doing to make sure that happens? So when we come back, I'm going to tell you the criteria for voting for a Christian. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host, in for Bradley Dean. We'll be back in a minute.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son of or Daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
We are back. Hope you are too. Having a lot of fun here. You're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm Joe Messina, filling in for Bradley Dean. And I'm sorry if you tuned in to hear Bradley. Maybe you just saw him on tour. You just saw him speak. Head over to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll find out more about Bradley. You'll find out more about the show, stations he's on, times he's on, that kind of thing. And there's a lot to Bradley, and I mean a lot. So you want to go head over there and find out. He'll be back with you tomorrow, I believe. And I am always honored and privileged to sit in for him. Got big shoes to fill. My name is Joe Messina. I do a daily show here on GCN as well. And it's called The Real Side with Joe Messina. You can check me out if you want to at therealside.com. That's therealside.com. I want to get right back to this. You know, it's an election year. I don't know if you've heard. I mean, unless you've been in a coma, you know. We have an election year going on. And we tend to, as Christians, I'm sorry, guys. This is going to be a 1 hour of a beatdown, a spiritual beatdown on where you're at. All right? And for those of you who don't think that God wants you involved in politics or it doesn't matter, then this is truly the first time you've ever listened to Bradley Dean. Because I know he doesn't believe that. And it's scriptural. Look, God gave you government. You need to take care of it. The Bible says that when a godly man rules, the kingdom is at peace. The people rejoice. If you think that a heathen, if you think that a non-godly person is going to put in a godly man or a godly person to run, a local city council, school board, what have you, then I got to tell you that your meds must be off. Your spiritual meds, your physical meds, whatever, they got to be off. Because there's no way that's going to happen. If you want a godly man to rule, you want a godly person to rule, then you need to get off your butt. Yes, you heard me. I know some of you don't like this because I did this once before and I got emails from you.
If you have an email you want to send me, it's joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Get off your knees. You know, it's okay to ask God for the resources. It's okay to ask God for guidance. But he's going to give you the guidance. If you shut up and listen, he'll give you the guidance, and not in December after all the voting's done. If you ask for it, if you honestly seek, do you think he'll ignore you? Anyway, you know, things like this. Somebody sent me this story the other day. I don't even think I've done the story on my show yet. Where school sent sheriffs to order a child to stop sharing Bible verses. Now, a kid in elementary school can stand and he can hand out little cards telling the girls where they can get a book. Yeah, in elementary school, pay attention, where they can get abortion, where they can get birth control. Yeah, nobody would stop anybody from doing that. But oh my God. Give out a little piece of paper, not even a business card. You give out a little piece of paper that has a Bible verse on it. All of a sudden, it's like you're skinning cats live in the middle of the city square. And this public school in California ordered a 7-year-old boy to stop handing out Bible verses during lunch. They sent a... You ready for this? They sent a deputy sheriff to the child's home to enforce the directive. A total violation of this young man's freedom of speech. And the court, this is what bothers me, is somebody is paying tax dollars, first to the sheriff, then to the administration of the school, and now because of a lawsuit, more of your tax dollars are going to be flushed. Because these administrators haven't been schooled, haven't been learned, haven't been educated. To know that the Supreme Court's already ruled this is okay. Now, proselytizing, as they put it, is not okay. But talking about your religion, as long as it's open to everybody, as long as it's equal across the board, they can do this. Now, Mrs. Zavala made it a practice of including a Bible verse encouraging notes in her son's lunch bag. The boy would tell his friends about the note and read them aloud at his lunch table. It wasn't long before children asked for copies of the notes. So he's not shoving anything down anybody's throats. He's talking to them about what it believes. This is no different than him talking about a movie, his favorite actor, his favorite restaurant, his favorite cartoon, his favorite superhero. What's the difference? On April 18th, not a mother, not a parent, not a child. No. A teacher called Mrs. Zavala and said her son would no longer be able to share the Bible verses because he was not allowed to share such things while at school. Share what? He could share his sexual experiences, couldn't he? If he took nasty pictures of the girl he was with, he could share those as well. Can't share Bible verses. No, can't have that. Liberty Council, the group defending this young man, said the school would only allow the child to distribute the Bible verses outside the school gate after the bell rang. They say the teacher told Mrs. Zavala her son could no longer read or share Bible verses or stories at lunch. She cited that separation of church and state thing that doesn't exist. So Mr. and Mrs. Vidala complied with the school's clearly unconstitutional edict, but on May 9th, the school's principal decided to implement a complete ban on the Bible sharing verse. In other words, he couldn't even do it outside school grounds. But I'm not going to read the rest of the story. You can go find it. All you got to do is Google school sends sheriff to order child to stop sharing Bible verses. Right? I'm just going to put this blunt. You're not going to like it. This is your fault. My fault, your fault. If you vote, actually, if you don't vote, it's really your fault. But if you vote, it's your fault. First off, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 9 people to vote for on my ballot tomorrow. I live in California. And I'm not going to tell you what party I'm with. You know, I'm going to respect Bradley's wishes. This is not a political show. But here's what I'm going to tell you. If you do not vote in and for, if you do not vote in the party or for the person that most lines up with your values, and I'm going to say this because some of you have some really freaky values. Your values should be pro-life. Okay? Yeah. If you're a Christian and you're listening to this show and your values are not pro-life, then you need to do a checkup. You need to be one of those people that goes for a five-day fast and prayer. I'm sorry. It's that simple. Well, I feel abortion is a woman's choice. No, actually, it's not. If God made you and formed you before you were in the womb, then you must have value to Him. How about we start there? And as a Christian, should you not value the things that God values? And again, if you're a pastor, you're a scholar, you're a learned person, feel free to call. Straighten me out. I am the first to admit I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Never have been. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. All right, and straighten me out. I would love to understand. But there wouldn't be sheriffs being sent to school, sent to the kid's home, to tell him basically don't even bring these Bible verses to school when it is totally and constitutionally okay. This has been brought in front of the Supreme Court, wasting your tax dollars time after time after time after time after time. Really that simple. It shouldn't be, but it is that simple. You know, it's sad that we even have to do this to each other. Now, as a candidate a Christian, that, you know, that should be your first question. My grandfather, an Italian immigrant, legal Italian immigrant, mind you, my grandfather's criteria for voting was, is he Italian and is he a Democrat? That was it. So first you look for the Italian, you lined up the Italians, and then you weeded out the Republicans, any other party, the Democrats, you get it down to one or two or three people, what have you. And if there was no Italian, then you had to wing it. You went for the Irish guy. All right? I mean, it just the way he thought, his mindset of the day. And there's a lot of people today like that, a lot of Christians like that today. Well, is he a Democrat? Is he a Republican? It's because the only way I can vote. It shouldn't be the only way you vote. Matter of fact, Democrat, Republican should be second or third on your list. First, as a Bible believing, Christ following Christian, your first response should be: is the man a professing, walking, believing Christian? That's your first question. I mean, my second question would be: is he ashamed of the gospel? Now, I'm not talking about a candidate that runs around screaming praise Jesus every 30 seconds. That's not what I mean by that. I mean a guy or girl that holds himself, conducts himself in a godly way. Oh yeah, I'm not done yet. We're going for a commercial, but I ain't done yet. Hey, I'm Joe Messina in today for Bradley Dean on the Sons of Liberty Radio. Hopefully you're learning something. Hopefully you're enjoying. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm believing you will too. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We are back. You're listening to Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty Radio. Well, actually, you're listening to Joe Messina in for Bradley Dean today. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. You know, Bradley's got some big shoes. I've got some big shoes to fill for Bradley. I can tell you, you know, I'm honored. I'm always privileged when he calls me, asks me to fill in for him. I just go, you know, this is great. It's a whole different audience than mine, and I so much appreciate being with you guys. Hope you appreciate some of the information you're getting today. If you want to tell me where I'm off, if you want to tell me how I'm wrong, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And I always appreciate, whether we're on the same page or not, I really do appreciate what you have to say. Because you might give me something to think about. It might be something I haven't approached that I haven't thought about. And enlighten me. I'm okay with getting information. Now, before I forget, I think, you know, we're on the voting and how you should choose someone when you vote. But I also want to make sure that we don't get away from. Today is D-Day, what's referred to as D-Day, right? It's the 72nd anniversary of Operation Overlord, the greatest military invasion in history. June 6th, 1944. Bear in mind that with every passing day, we lose more and more of these World War II veterans. But we can never, 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 you can never, we can never forget their service, what they did for us. Why we have the freedoms we have today is because of these men and women, that fought in the war. And they knew, those guys go, you know, you talk about giving your life for somebody. Now you Christians, you know, you understand what Christ went through. These guys knew that when they got off those ships, when they got off those little boats, those little ships, whatever,
it was over for them. They were going to be the first line or the first, I don't know, shield that would stop those bullets from hitting the guys behind them. They knew eventually somebody would get there. Eventually somebody would be able to, you know, get to the shores and hopefully win. But guess what? Would you go into something knowing that was over for you? You were going to die and it was going to be finished. That's it? I don't think so. Anyway, again, my heart goes out to those families who've lost loved ones in any war, for that matter. But I'm also very grateful and thankful that these men and women, you know, had the guts, had the courage to put themselves out there to give me and my family, I'll make it personal, give me and my family a free country to live and grow up in. Anyway, we were talking about a school that sends sent the sheriff to the young man's home to stop him. This is just brilliant, isn't it? To stop him from handing out Bible verses at school to kids who want them, who actually want them. Such a terrible thing he was doing, right? But I guarantee you, if he was passing out, you know, sex ed pamphlets, that would have been fine. If he was passing out birth control, that would have been fine, too. Nobody would have complained, but not even another parent. This has been going on for a while. Not one parent complained about it, but a teacher was uncomfortable with it. Because he or she falsely pulled out that whole freedom of separation of church and state thing. The lie known as. So, as I was saying, now if you've missed any of this, you can always go back to the podcast later on, because you've got to hear this all the way through. You really do. Because I'm telling you, and again, respecting Bradley's wishes that this doesn't become a political show, there's nothing political about saying to you, when you are sitting in that polling booth, or when you get your absentee ballot, in California, a lot of us vote via absentee, when you get that ballot in front of you, first of all, hopefully you've already prayed about some guidance as to who to vote for. Secondly, you've checked with your other friends, relatives, loved ones, brothers and sisters in Christ. Maybe they know who the Christian candidate is. Third, just because the guy has a Christian label, the girl has a Christian label, does not mean she's a Christian. Does not mean they're living a godly, and then notice I didn't say a perfect lifestyle, I just said a godly lifestyle. What is godly about your candidate? What values does your candidate hold that line up with yours? And as I said to you earlier, not the values that you think are true, but the values that are actually biblical values that line up with what you believe, or you line up with biblical values, and so does that person. Okay, I'm not going to judge. Donald Trump says he's a Christian. Hillary Clinton says she's a Christian, but I'll just deal with Trump for the moment. And I could say by his fruits, I'd question that. But I believe when the Bible tells you not to judge, I'm not to judge whether a man truly has a relationship with Christ. Because there's many of us that have relationships with Christ that don't walk the walk. Not yet. Still maturing. There's a lot of things about Trump's life that I look at and don't see a Christ-like shine or anything from him. But I'm still not gonna judge him on that. All right? I'm going to look at what he's doing, what he does overall, the stories behind the stories. Not just the stuff that the media feeds me, but do some more digging. What has he done for people? Who has he helped? How has he helped? As opposed to some of the opponents. First and foremost, is the person you're looking at a Christian or not? I don't care whether you like their name, whether you like what they look like, whether you like something that they said in a sound bite. I don't care about any of that. What I truly care about is that person a Christian? Are they walking a Christ-like life? The second question I'd have to throw at you, and I'll tell you what, if you guys really, 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 really want to have it laid out in plain, simple English, I've been working on my first book now for 20 years. And I'll eventually get to it. But if you want to Google Pathway to Victory, it's not an online ministry, but it's an online portion of a ministry. If you want to Google that, He has a pamphlet there, How a Christian Should Vote. And it's not telling you what party. Doesn't get involved at that level. From a Christian biblical perspective, how should you vote? How to select a candidate? You've got to do some research. And please do not say, you know, Joe, I already worked two jobs. I don't have time for this. I go get my party puts out a list. And I jump all over that. That's what I use. Because, you know, I've got to trust somebody. So you're going to trust the party, right? And again, I don't know what party you belong to. There was a party that wanted to throw God out of the platform. There wasn't a major outcry. But they want to throw God out of the platform. The other party has God in the platform, but they don't live like God's in the platform. Sorry. It is what it is. Second question you should be asking yourself, how would a candidate's faith impact his policies? It's really that simple, right? The 2004 presidential election involved two candidates, right? From two political parties with two very different views on how faith should impact policy. One senator, I guess it was Senator John Kerry, said in an interview, he says, I fully intend to practice my religion as separate from what I do with respect to my public life. Now, not everybody was willing to grant Mr. Kerry the luxury of compartmentalizing his faith. You can't. It's physical impossible. And a number of Catholic leaders have stepped up and said that they condemn Kerry for his pro-abortion policies. While Kerry was campaigning in Missouri in February 2004, St. Louis Archbishop Raymond Burke caused a national firestorm. Look, these guys have come, and I give these bishops credit. They come out and say, point blank, and the Catholic bishops do a great job at it. I love it. They do it with Pelosi and a few others. You cannot be pro-abortion I don't want to misquote them, but something to the effect of, you cannot claim Catholicism and be pro-abortion. His words, not mine. Now, the Republican presidential candidate 2004, George W. Bush, had a different view of integration of faith and policy. He said you can't separate your faith from your life. I don't see how you can separate the faith of a person. And you can't separate your faith anymore. You can separate wet from water. You just can't do it. I serve on a school board. Can't do it. Now, you got to act within the law, right? I can't push for a policy for prayer in school because it's illegal. It's against the law because we didn't vote in any godly people. Because we as Christians did not step up, support, vote in, and vote out if we should we need to, if they're not doing the job, the Christian candidate. You know, George W. said it several times, and again, I'm not saying he was better than Kerry or Kerry would have been better or worse than George. But when a man says, I separate the two, you can't separate. I don't care what you say. You cannot separate the two things. When I'm up on that dais, I'm a Christian. There's no way around that. I can't shed that, put it in the drawer, shove it away. But my principles, though, the way I do my voting is not based on what thus say the Lord. I go back to biblical principles, but, you know, some of my friends on the right, my hardcore Christian friends on the right, will say to me, there's a thing called the FAIR Act here in California. It's state law. We can hit it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate your time with me here. I'm filling in for Bradley Dean today. You're listening to Sons of Liberty Radio. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes on GCN Live.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For live aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host. I know, you're expecting Bradley Dean. Hopefully I won't disappoint. Head over to his website, though. Bradley Dean is sonsoflibertyradio.com or the sonsoflibertymedia.com. And find out more about Bradley and the show and the issues. If it's the first time you've tuned in for Bradley, he'll be back tomorrow, so I think. So I've been told. And so you'll be able to hear him tomorrow. If you want to call in, tell me where I'm off, where I'm wrong, how crazy I am, 866-582-9933. My name is Joe Messina. I do a daily show here on GCN Communications as well. It's called The Real Side with Joe Messina. If you want to learn more about me and my show, then head over to therealside.com for stations, times, and you'll see the kind of things that I normally talk about. So I was telling you, you know, when it comes to how we should be voting, now notice I didn't say who you should vote for. And then those words did not come out of my lips. You vote for whoever you're led to vote for and who lines up mostly more with your value system. And if you're a Christian, the only value system you should have, whether you want to hear this or not, is the Bible. All right? So if you are pro-abortion, I'd like you to find that in the Bible for me. Find me a scripture in the Bible. And then we were talking about how do you separate your Christianity from your elected position? I said you can't. I'm an elected official. I cannot separate the fact that I'm a Christian from the fact that that I'm an elected official. But does that mean that I stand up
I'm on a school board, so we don't have this particular issue, but I don't stand up and say, okay, I'm voting against abortion because I'm a Christian and God doesn't want you to kill babies. We don't have that issue to deal with, so I can't. But what we do have in California is something called the FAIR Act. And in a nutshell, because I don't have 2.5 hours to explain it to you, what it forces the schools to do, or what it pushes down to the schools, is they are to, I won't say promote, but they are to speak about the accomplishments of the gay and the lesbian community in history. Can't be disparaging, no negative stuff, just their accomplishments. So, as a trustee of a school board, I'm supposed to carry out the law. So I have to make sure that when that thing is available, it becomes available by the state, that it becomes implemented at the school district level. I can't say no, or I have to quit. Because I am also called to uphold the law. I can't abstain from it, because on a vote that we do, it's an implementation. It's a process that's already been called up by the state that says, you have to do this. Now, what I'm irritated about is that you've allowed this to happen to me. Yeah, I'm going to make it about me. And the reason I say this, if you would vote, if you would send godly men and women to the legislatures across this country, we wouldn't be having this issue. We wouldn't have to deal with this stuff. We should be dealing with accomplishments in history, period. Not Christian, Jew, Muslim, gay, lesbian, whatever. I mean, from a learning standpoint, I'll teach moral values at home, thank you very much. I'll teach my kids how to pray at home. I'll teach my kids about God at home, thank you. Well, what this goes back to is what I've been on your case about, I've been on my listener's case about is this. If you're a Christian, and notice I didn't say male or female, if you're a Christian, how are you voting? Who are you voting for? How are you making up your decision? How do you make up your mind on this stuff? And again, I've been asked, how do you vote for some of the things you vote for on that school board, being a Christian? Well, first, I uphold the law. I mean, if it's really egregious, if it's really something I can't deal with, I'll abstain from the vote. I'll give my two cents in and I'll abstain from the vote. One of the other questions you need to look at is, does this person's policies align with the Bible? And again, you're not going to get 100% because think about the Christian community. What is there, 127 different factions of Christianity? Different groups? I don't care what you want to call it, denominations. I hate that name, by the way. A denomination is in and of itself, by definition, divisive, right? It divides, doesn't it? You have $5 denominations, $10 denominations, $20 denominations. What's it do? It separates them out. I don't want to be separate from my Christian brothers and sisters. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not interested in being separate. I want to be together with them. So do his or her policies align with the Bible? That's what I want to know. And you can check that out. Go look at what they voted on. Go look at why. You know, some of them will give you. I have one legislator here in California. I know him very well. And he tweets out, or Facebooks, if you would, why he voted a certain way for something. Especially if they're controversial votes. He will give you a whole breakdown as to why he did it. One of the other things you need to look at is, how does he view the Constitution? Right, the person you're voting for, do they see it as a piece of toilet paper or something? It really doesn't matter. It was great 200 plus years ago, but not now. But it's a living, breathing document. It needs to be changed on a regular basis. Look, some of my Christian friends will all say the same thing. I don't vote. You know what? I leave it up to God. The whole nine yards. Right? Because God's in control. God's the one that laid all this out. God's the one that gave us this. Period. So, my question to you is this. Some of you guys that are married, what's this? Or you have kids, right? Because a lot of you believe that God gave you those children. Well, do you take care of them? Do you nurture them? Do you make sure that they have what they need to succeed, to survive, to learn the truth? How do you take care of your kids? How do you take care of your loved ones? I believe that my wife was pretty much handpicked and brought to me by God. Someday, if I have the option, I will tell you the story of how I met my wife and why and how we're together today. And I think we're going on 16 or 17. Don't tell her. I don't know. I think we're going on 17 years of marriage. Yeah, we got married in 99. Just before the whole millennium blow up. So, and I believe God brought her to me. Why would I abuse her? Why would I beat her? Why would I talk down, I mean, verbally or physically abuse her? Why would I do that? Don't you think I want to take care of her? I want to make sure she has what she needs and more. I want to make sure she's clothed and fed and she has a roof over her head and a way to get around and that her desires are taken care of. The woman doesn't ask for a lot. I don't think she asks for much of anything, really. So why do you feel differently about the government? Why do you feel differently about the group? Again, I'm going to go back to the school story I read you earlier. This is our fault. Your fault. Yeah, no, we hate that word. Whose fault is it? Oh, do we have to put blame on it? Yes, actually, we do. Because even if you don't believe, I mean, the 12-step programs, you have to identify what the issue is and accept it before you can fix it. So what's the issue here? Why do we have these ungodly laws? Why do we have this stuff going on? I'll tell you why. Because Christians are not stepping up. You are on your knees till the night of the election, till it's all over. And you see the results the next morning. You say, well, God's will was carried out. How do you know? Did God write that on a wall for you somewhere? How do you know that? No, help me understand. I told you already. I am not the sharpest guy in the room. By any stretch of any stretch of thinking. So my admonishment to you as Christians, obviously if you're not Christians, this doesn't apply to you. I wish it would, but it doesn't. Your candidate should not align with your party. You as a Christian, that your candidate should align or should line up with God, God's word, biblical principle. That's how you should vote for your candidate. And if you have to, line it up. Write their names on a piece of paper and then check marks in. Be fair about it, obviously, right? Do they believe in abortion? Do they believe in same-sex marriage? Do they believe in teaching? Remember, maybe do they believe in giving a person a fish or teaching them how to fish? How's that? Do they believe in more debt or less debt? What do they believe in? Help, help, help. That's the way you should be voting. Line them up with biblical principle. And again, like I said, go ahead and Google Pathway to Victory. And he's got a voter guide, how a Christian should vote. And look, if you can't read this, you're not reading your Bible either. It's 40 pages. And they're not even all full pages. They're 40 small pages. You can knock this out in 20 minutes. Do it. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, guest host in for Bradley Dean, Soldiers of Liberty Radio. Go out and do the right thing, people. Brad will be back with you tomorrow.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.